He's the president of the Motor Transport Association, Joe Scully.
Joe Scully, the one and only. Joe, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Brad, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
And my dear friend right over here next to me, I don't think you've ever met, I don't think you've met Paul yet.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
With me in the morning.
Hey, Paul, good morning. Glad to talk to you.
Yeah, I used to talk years ago to one of your predecessors there, John McLeod. I used to talk to John years ago at the Motor Transport Association, but you're the big guy now. And, Joe, first of all, you and I and Brad and anybody with a brain knows that this whole proposed toll thing, it cannot fall on truckers only. You guys all pay your fair share. And frankly, Joe, I think this dangling of truckers only was just a ruse to get the toll to be paid by everybody else.
It may have been, but completely agree with you. The data that I received and publicized last week confirms, you know, what we in the industry already know, is that we're paying our fair share and then some. And if you look at it on a per mile basis, we pay 32% of all road taxes owed by motorists in Connecticut, even though trucks are only 5% of the miles. So we're not just paying our fair share, we're paying about six times our fair share. So we need to recognize that we are doing more than our responsibility to fund our roads here.
You know something? I've got your whole list here, and it's I cannot believe how much you folks pay, and I just can't believe it. And I'll tell you something right now: they make you believe that it's only going to be truckers. It's not only going to be truckers. You know it, and I know it.
Even if it was, which clearly we don't think it should, even if it was trucks only, we can't pretend that the rest of people in Connecticut are going to be insulated from the effects of that. You know, first of all, on a cost basis, right? 94% of our freight in Connecticut is moved by truck. What that means is basically everything that we buy was on a truck at some point. So if trucks are hit with tolls or any other new tax or increased tax, that is a cost that, because our industry generally operates on pretty low profit margins, we can't just absorb. It's an operating cost that we have to adjust for, meaning that our customers, which are basically every consumer in the state of Connecticut, will end up paying more for things because it costs more to get goods to the store or to your doorstep.
Now, let me just ask you, the typical tractor trailer paid $8,610 in state fees and taxes?
Yeah, correct. And then another $8,000 plus in federal road taxes. So you're looking at $17,500 for the average 18-wheeler in 1 year.
Wow.
I think our guys get, it's like a slap in the face to hear claims that, well, they don't pay their fair share. They've got to pay more. And these things are being said at the same time that, you know, the government of the state of Connecticut is giving taxpayer-funded handouts to huge corporations. Mm-hmm. It's just adding insult to injury.
And Joe, also on top of that is, you're right, you said it a few minutes ago, you guys and gals that drive these trucks, this is not, you can make a comfortable living, I know that, but the margins, the per mile fees and profits you guys and gals make is not a whole lot. I mean, you have to work hours and hours and hours a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're an owner-operator or a small business trucker, which, by the way, 91% of trucking companies in the U.S. are small businesses. They have, I think it's six trucks or less.
Okay.
So these are not huge businesses out there like some of the other targets, you know, like finance, you know, Wall Street, insurance companies. We're small businesses here. So, you know, like I said, we have generally low profit margins. The reasons for that are, There's high competition. There's a lot of small business trucking companies. And then the shippers are often big folks who can use their leverage, negotiate, they'll go where they can find a better rate. So it's competition that also drives these arrangements and helps to keep profit margins in our industry generally low.
Well, Joe, let me just ask you, are you definitely, I mean, do you believe that this is going to happen to you and to your company, or is this just blowing wind here?
Well, it's part of my job to do everything that I can to make sure it doesn't happen, and I like to go about doing that by using real data and real facts. And another thing I would add, I'll throw into the mix, talk about going forward, is revenue numbers to the state of Connecticut, right? I tweeted earlier this morning that the Connecticut government's own numbers debunk the Connecticut government's claims that revenue to the Special Transportation Fund is declining. The Office of Policy and Management put out their projections for this year and the next few years. We're getting more money year over year into the Special Transportation Fund. So revenue is not an issue. It's just spending on things that have nothing to do with roads and bridges and not accounting for any benefit of that. So we've got to look at our spending here.
What are you hearing, Joe? And I know that you have folks at the Capitol if you want to talk about it or not. But, you know, what are you hearing as far as the process of and a timeline here for the toll installation or not, or whether or not they're going to really take any input from you guys? What are you hearing from the Capitol right now, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, in fairness, there are plenty of people at the Capitol who are open to receiving input from us, so that's nice to see. Now the timeline, I mean, it's a big timeline. Even if they voted for tolls today, we're not gonna see them for 4 or 5 years. And because Connecticut is trying to do something that no state has ever done before, which is use a loophole in federal law, basically to put tolls up on existing interstates. We have to get approval from the federal government. We can't just decide on our own to do it. We have to get approval. And that whole process to produce the study required for approval is going to take a minimum of a year. And then the feds have to review it and then approve it. So it's a multi-year process, at least.
So it'll be at least how many years before they'll even be able to do it?
100.
Hopefully never, but probably more like 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Well, I just want you to know Joe Scully, who's the president of the Motor Transport Association here in Connecticut, has done a tremendous job. He's been with us before, and we've got one of the best trucking companies in the country, and are very, very proud of it. So, this is something that I don't think is going to be touched. I really, really don't.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Like I always say, I just represent the businesses, which I am very proud of. These guys work hard for every dollar they earn. They're small businesses. They employ people who make a good living. I don't understand why they're under attack for serving. Look, our state, our economy can't do without them, so I don't know why they're the target. But I will continue to be a strong advocate for them because that's what our industry needs right now.
Well, Joe, feel free to get back to us anytime, and we'll be happy to have you on with any developments or concerns that you might have with us, okay?
Thanks, guys. Will do.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.